views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Hey, we have another glorious Tuesday here on the lovely Isle of Vashon. Hey, glad to be with you once again every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. And Tom Walston, your host here with you for the next half hour, along with a very special guest, and I'm going to play a little music that's going to be a little teaser before we introduce Terry Godell.
Here she is, folks. The queen of the scene, the diva with the fever, Lady Fabulous 1978, Voulez-vous coucher avec
me? Dolores Van Cartier! Let's light it up, Philadelphia. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call. Can't see living without you. You've got me mind, soul, body, and all. Praying, I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. Praying, I pray till you sweep me.
And that is a little bit of magic for you from the up-and-coming live performance of Sister Act. And I'm so pleased that we have Kelly Godell. Kelly. It's Kelly, folks.
It is Kelly Godell in the house. Happy to be here.
And you might be wondering, well, what does Kelly Godell have to do with Sister Act? Well, I'm here to tell you that Kelly is the director. So we got the main lady here, folks, today. Kelly, what can you tell us about, well, the storyline a little bit? Most of us saw the original Sister Act. This is the story continues, correct?
That is so true. Yes. Okay. So for those of you who are familiar with the smash 1992 hit of Sister Act starring Whoopi Goldberg. That is what has inspired this musical, which we're calling a divine musical comedy. And it is exactly what you would believe. A bunch of nuns out there singing, shaking their groove thing, finding all the joy that there is to have. And it is going to be a lot of fun. So it centers around this woman named Miss Dolores Van Cartier. She is a brilliantly talented singer looking for her big break.
Nightclub singer, no doubt.
It. Exactly. So she's out there looking for her big break. And lo and behold, she finds herself tangled in a group she shouldn't be running with. Mm-hmm. And we know a tale as old as time, that can happen. And so she has to find some hiding, and she goes undercover into a convent, and she really shakes things up and turns it on its ear. So it's a lot of fun, and I'll leave it at that. I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah, no spoilers, but I'll tell you what, the publicity has been incredible for Sister Act coming up here. Kelly's going to fill us in with the dates and more logistical information in just a couple of minutes. But I got to tell you, Kelly, the promotion going all the way back to, well, let's go back to the Strawberry Festival. You guys, in my opinion, got the prize, well, one of the only big floats, but you guys really did it upright. You had the cast on there, you had the dancing, you had the mirror ball.
Yeah. We had it all. We were really going for it. I mean, we really, really lucked out. We have just an absolutely incredible team working on Sister Act. We have a wonderful designer. His name is Ryan Ross, and he took point on getting that Strawberry Festival float procured and just looking absolutely dynamite. So we got everyone to come out, we got shirts, and we just put on a show and a boogie, and it was really just a cool experience to be able to share with the community, hoping to get people stoked to come out and support us when we're up there performing on the Vashon Center stage.
Well, it definitely set the vibe and the tone for what we have coming up. And before we get into the dates and times, how did you get into such a fascinating field? Because this is, I mean, to me, it's exciting. And I used to work in the industry for a while. And what is not to love about every aspect of it?
It's so true. It's so true. Thank you for asking. So I started my journey as a performer as a very youngster, knee-high to a bug's eye, as they say. Mm-hmm. My dad was a minister, and so I was singing in church and performing just, you know, as early as I could. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing theater through school and through high school and starring in shows and just, you know, really had a passion for it and loved it. Did it in college. And then after college, went on to try my hand at being an actor in New York and LA and had some great success. And then found my way back home to the Pacific Northwest, where I was born and bred, and was an actor in Portland for a very long time. And then I created a production company, and I wrote, directed, and produced two feature films. And then I moved here to Washington and found my hopefully forever home here on Vashon, and was able to get linked up with the community here through Vashon Center for the Arts and teaching with Blue Heron. So I have had a long, long journey as an actor, as a director and performer, 20 years and counting.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the main traits of people in the field, especially actors, has got to be resilience.
Oh, yes.
Because for every job you do get, let's face it, there's a lot of tryouts and there's a lot of talent that you are performing that you're not getting any payment or...
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's it's the nature of the beast.
It is, but that's life, right?
Life and it's passion.
It is.
You really have to be into what you're doing. And that's, it goes pretty much for all of the arts, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's why the arts are so important, and we cannot lose funding, and we're not going to turn this into a political rant right now. But we're so happy to have you. So can you mention some of the stuff that you've done in the past that you've really enjoyed?
Sure, yes. I was Cassie in A Chorus Line, and it was a wonderful experience. I've played Janet in Rocky Horror over I don't know, almost 10 times. I did a show called Radiant Vermin, which is like the Olympics for actors, a two-hander show where I played 25 different characters, 25 different dialects. Just one of the most exciting, exciting plays that I've done in my career.
Yikes.
Let's see, what else? I just had a film called The Song of Summer that was in a film festival circuit in the international market that won the Swedish International Film Festival.
Congrats.
And thank you so much.
Yeah.
And the Berlin International Film Festival, and was an award winner at the Denmark Film Festival. So those are some of my cooler things that I have to share. But I will say one of my most favorite recent things that I've done is directing The Sound of Music at VCA for the Blue Heron Education Department.
Oh my God.
It was, oh my stars, it warmed my heart every single day in rehearsal. And when those kids got up there on stage, it was just absolutely moving. It really is a testament to what the arts can do for a community. I am just such an advocate. My own daughter, who is 11, was in it, and it was just one of the coolest things I've done. So
people just see the actors on stage, but what they don't see is all the behind the scenes work on all the scenery.
Yes.
The lighting, the hair, the makeup.
Oh yes. And there's so much. I mean, the crew is huge. We could not do a show without the crew, from the stage manager to the lighting director to the sound designer to the people moving props and moving sets. It's just a big operation, and it requires every single individual and their participation. And tons of donated time and heart and passion. We're really lucky to live in such a thriving community that has such a generous heart.
That's for sure. I mean, I'm always impressed by the level of participation that the community comes out for.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, last night we had a production at the Vashon Theater and you all know that I'm a part of Vashon Youth and Family Services. Well, we were able to obtain a grant through King County to be able to show free movies to the community that have some kind of redeeming value. And what that meant was the show we had last night was called Sing, and it was an animated feature, but we had all different ages show up, and it was about feelings and it was about fears. And we have a discussion after these shows for the community that the kids really participated more than the adults, which really warmed my heart. It was a lot of fun. And everybody that showed up got a free, what's called a Mighty Mouse, which is a little combo platter of a free drink, a free popcorn, and a free candy. And last but not least, at the end of the show, we treated everybody to fresh pizza.
Oh, wonderful.
During the discussion. So the reason I mention that now is because we still have another two films coming up. And our next one at the Vashon Theater is going to be starring Sandra Bullock, called 28 Days. Have you seen that, Kelly?
I have seen it. It's been a hot minute since I've seen it, but yes.
It's been around for a little while, and it's not to be confused with 28 Days Later.
Right.
Or 28
Completely
Years.
Completely different film.
Completely different. Those are zombie films, folks, and those have you on the edge of your chair as well. But this one is with Sandra Bullock. Great movie, pretty much for all ages, although it does get into some dealings with addiction and with alcoholism and things like that. But we will have a discussion afterwards. And remember, that's 28 days on the 26th. Okay, so it's going to be a Tuesday night at the Vashon Theater. And if you want more information on that, just look up our website, vyfs.org, for more information there. But coming up before that is Kelly's show, Sister Act. What more can you tell us about that as far as the dates, how to get tickets, and what else we need to do to get there?
You betcha. All right. Sister Act, a divine musical comedy, will be running at Vashon Center for the Arts from August 21st to August 24th. We have shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. We have two matinees on Saturday and Sunday. You can get tickets from our website at dramadoc.org or through the Vashon Center for the Arts website, Or if you've seen those incredible posters all around town, thanks to our absolutely wonderful board member, Robin.
Yep.
There are these giant QR codes. You can just scan that with your phone. It'll take you directly to our ticket website. And please, please, please do get your tickets because it is filling up and you will not want to miss this musical. The cast is so incredibly talented. They have been working their backsides off. They have been singing, sending that joy to the rafters, and it really is just going to be a wonderful, wonderful spectacle. And I do love spectacle.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah, right?
How many in the cast?
21.
Oh my gosh.
It's huge. I know. It's huge. We even have two high schoolers who are in our cast as our ensemble, which is wonderful. Love to have that outreach. And then we have just a wide variety of personalities and just vibrance that are coming in. I also have some PLU students who are in the cast. Oh, this is a fun factoid that I can throw you.
Come on.
Not only is our Dolores just absolutely brilliant, but her understudy is also brilliant and her real sister. So we have, So
Dolores, it's a sister act.
It's right. So it is a true sister act in every sense of the word. So it is, it's for the family.
Wow.
It's for all ages. There is just some absolute absurdity in the show. The music will move you. Not only will you laugh, but it will definitely pull at your heartstrings. You will tear up. There are moments that will send you. And our Mother Superior is phenomenal. Our O'Hara is hilarious, who's pulling double duty. Our O'Hara plays the good guy and the bad guy. He plays our Curtis mobster as well.
Two roles. Okay.
So in our industry, we call that a track. So his track is O'Hara and Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah, just a lot of incredible actors out there and local favorites as well.
Well, you know, that's the fun part about going to community theater. You might see a neighbor up on stage you didn't even know was in the field.
It's so true. And you will love what they're doing up on this stage. No,
well, with a cast of that many, they're going to fill up that stage. And my suggestion to all of you folks as a little inside tip, don't wait till the 21st to decide that you're going to go, because tickets are going to sell out.
It's true. It's true.
And that's the goal. But that's what happens. It only seats so many people, but how lucky are we to have such an incredible facility like that?
It's stunning. Oh, my stars. When I first got on island and did my first show with Blue Heron, I was telling these student actors how incredibly lucky they are to have a performance space that looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
As a seasoned actor of 20 years, I can tell you that once you get out there in the professional world, you're not always getting to perform in those big, gorgeous spaces. And man, oh man, we are very, very lucky to have that here. So cool for us. Come on out and enjoy it.
Well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, your, let's call it company.
Yep.
Moves around a little bit. Haven't you done shows at O Space as well?
Yes, absolutely. Great, great shout. So for Drama Doc, we can perform at Vashon Center for the Arts. We also perform at the high school and we also perform at O Space. So it really just depends on the type of programming, the type of show that we're putting on and what space will facilitate the experience the best. Because after all, at the end of the day, that's really what we're searching for, right? Is immersive experiential that creates long-lasting feeling and connection. And if we're doing that, we're doing our job.
Wow. And we get to reap the benefits.
And we get to reap the benefits.
So, you know, do you have the information about what tickets go for and things like that? Because, folks, I'll tell you what, the more people that show up to all of these productions, all of these shows, is the reason that these kind of programs can continue. Only reason.
It's very true. Yes. As far as all ticket pricing, that will be all on our website. I know there are lots and lots of ticket deals out there. Should anyone need a ticket or not be able to get a ticket, they can always drop a line to me at info@dramadoc.org, and we will make sure whoever wants to come can get their booties in the seat.
info@dramadoc.org to get a hold of Kelly Godell.
You got it.
So, Kelly, we're so honored to have you as a part of a resident on you've been wanting to live on this island for a while.
I mean, my husband and I have been looking at it. We've been kind of, you know, circling our wagons and thinking, could we get out there? And then we made our way. So we have been wanting to do it. Happy to be here.
Well, we're blessed, totally blessed to have you here. And the talent that you bring to us is so refreshing. And that's the beauty of Vashon. Most people that live here aren't from here.
Yeah, yes.
I haven't made the transition yet. As many of you know, I live in Tacoma. But I do get to take a cruise about 3 times a week over to the island and back again. I consider it a cruise ship.
It's a cruise, right?
It's a ferry.
It never disappoints.
It never disappoints.
Well, and I should say, to that note of never disappointing, we are also about to embark on our 50th anniversary for Drama Doc.
Wait, what?
Yes, we are the oldest theater company on the island, and we are going to be having a very, very special upcoming season. So in 2026, that's our 50th year. We're going to have lots of fun announcements coming that I'm going to withhold until Sister Act opening. So you'll want to make sure you're in those seats so you can learn what's coming. But we have a lot of wonderful programming, a lot of community involvement and opportunity to get involved if anyone is interested.
And Kelly's not kidding about that. She's not even going to tell me what the shows are coming up for 2026. So that's one more reason why you need to show up from between the 21st and the 24th for Sister Act. Now, I'm hoping that you're going to be around the island for many, many years, bringing us wonderful talent. And I'm curious, so you have actors from UPS coming over. You have actors that are from our local high school.
Correct.
How do you put out the word for auditions for some of these shows?
Well, we've been really, really lucky because Drama Doc and Vashon Repertory Theater and the high school have done community auditions where they've held an event where all actors, designers could meet together and have an opportunity to showcase, you know, what they do. They can do monologues. They can sign up for tech things that they want to be involved in. And so we have a built-in mechanism where we can draw out anyone who might be interested. And we'll be doing that again. So look for information for a community-wide audition. And that's how we get that talent pool. We have, in fact, from that, we have a wonderful, wonderful prop designer. Her name is Patty, and she came to us from that open call. She's doing props on this show, and they're just absolutely remarkable. So these types of things really do work. We're lucky to have it.
Well, we're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you.
Could you tie it? You're the director. You're the one that ties it all together and makes it happen.
It's true indeed. Well, and I'm lucky too to be in this position where I just took over as artistic director of Drama Doc. So not only do I get to direct Sister Act, but I'll get to be with my hands in the pie, making sure that we can continue to make this fun magic as we move forward.
And it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. So there was a couple of other things I wanted to ask you because our time is so limited here. And even though we're here for this show, every Tuesday at 1:30. It's called Adventures in Recovery, but you know what? How do you define recovery? Recovery is about new adventures in your life.
Yeah.
And we have a lot going on here on Vashon, and we're so lucky to have so many different forms of talent here on the island, and it allows us at the end of the day to ask ourselves, who did you help today? And the gratifying part about being involved in theater, you get to bring smiles and tears to rooms full of people.
It's so true.
At every performance.
It's so true. Theater has the power to heal. It really does.
Absolutely.
It touches people. It has resounding benefits and merit. And I can't speak highly enough about the power of being in a room together and all experiencing a shared emotion. That is the good stuff.
Yep. And there's nothing like live theater. I mean, you can see a movie, but you can, you know, the actors might do 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 takes to get a scene right. And I'll tell you, when you're at live theater, it's one shot, baby. You get out there and do it. And this is one of those rare shows where you totally get your money's worth because you're going to laugh.
Yep.
You're going to cry. Mm-hmm. You're going to scratch your head. You're going to look at some of the characters going, you know, I think I kind of know somebody like that.
It's so true.
Or I've been in this or that experience, or I can relate to this or that, because we've all kind of gone undercover, so to speak, in some aspects of our lives.
Oh, yes. Well done, you, on pulling that out. It's so true, right? That's what life is. There are times where we're in hiding, and there are times where we're facing those things, and Sister Act is no different. We get to have the gamut of human experience, and we can share it in a room together, and that is powerful stuff.
Well, Kelly, we've been so lucky to have you here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Kelly Godel, the director and artistic director for DramaDoc here on Vashon. Get your tickets now. It's going to be on the 21st to the 24th. Then on the 26th, on a Tuesday night, is 28 Days at the Vashon Theater. That one's free. So once again, thanks again, Kelly.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back, faithful followers, old and new. And now, to raise the temperature even higher, we have a brand new hymn by our very own Queen of Angels, or should I say, Disco Queen of Angels Choir. Hit it, sisters!
Grandma's church anymore. God help your grandmother if it were. Everything that woman does infects us more and more. Things were bad the way it was.